Away from the traditional means of expressing condemnation of Israel's occupation of Palestine, the University of Johannesburg has now moved to sever its relationship with Israel's Ben Gurion University. The decision follows a call by members of the South African University Senate, which included Jewish academics. The university says the matter was put to the vote after a spirited debate by its Senate.
This decision was made by a Senate meeting. It was arrived at democratically, and any suggestion that all protocols were not observed in all our research, all our managerial process were not observed is false. This was one of the most best attended Senate meetings in years. So this was a decision of the University of Johannesburg and shall remain so.
The cooperative agreement with Ben Gurion University was established during South Africa's apartheid era and so was inherited by the University of Johannesburg. A further investigation by the local institution found significant evidence that the Israeli university has programs which actively support the Zionist military, in particular in its occupation of Gaza. Those campaigning for the boycott say it's a landmark moment.
The fact that UJ has said we can't in good conscience continue this official relationship with BGU, I think is quite a significant statement to the international community, saying a South African institution of higher education sees real problems with the way that BGU operates in relationship to Israeli policy and to the illegal occupation of Palestinian lands.
Ben Gurion University, however, threatened that it's only South Africans who will be hurt by the decision. But the University of Johannesburg described this as scaremongering and said the move would not debilitate its research agenda.
We enter into equal partnerships. That's how we engage. That's the principles by which we engage. We don't engage in terms of subservient relationships. We don't like being party to subservient relationships. We engage as equals. That is what our transition is about. That is what 1994 for us was about.
While the University of Johannesburg says its decision is not based on politics, but what is in the institution's best interest, over 400 South African academics, including anti-apartheid veteran Desmond Tutu, have already signed a petition condemning the Zionist entity. Hassan Siria, Press TV, Cape Town.